Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. The upcoming programs and activities over at the Farmington Public Library. Betty Decker is here in the studio with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
In person. But yes. You're sitting way over there.
I'm sitting way over there, and I wore a mask.
You did wear your mask, of course.
So I took it off so I could speak better.
Yes, which I appreciate. But good to see you and have you here, because the library is doing a lot of virtual events these days. Even though we can't gather in person like we used to, we can still do some things online together.
We have tried to move everything that you normally do for the library to virtual through our Facebook or through our YouTube.
Cool.
So we've got some great programs coming up, and we try to do everything we can for the community and make it to where they can do whatever they need.
Right. And so you are here to talk a little bit about some of those things that are coming up in the month of November and a little bit of end of October.
End of October, month of November for our fall virtual programs. We're having, of course, now story times are always Mondays. As you notice, my mask was Pete the Cat.
Yes. Nice.
So, okay. Story times, and I read for this upcoming story time this morning, I actually have already recorded Grumpy Monkey Party Time.
Oh.
Yes.
Right.
So,
okay.
Tune in.
That's coming
up. I think that's towards the end of October.
All right.
So, but as I said, story time happens on Facebook every Monday at around 10 o'clock, and we'll post our videos so you can set the kids down and get them into their normal story time, how we sit, and get them ready to listen. They can have a great story, and it gives you 10, 15 minutes of peace and quiet.
Hey, there you go. That's priceless on mornings, right, for some folks. So there you go. And so I would say, if folks aren't already following or connecting with you on Facebook or YouTube, they should do that, because that's how they're going to get notified, right?
Yes. We've put links on our webpage and all throughout to just subscribe to our YouTube channel if you can, and that's Farmington Library. And then, or you could do hashtag Read Farmington.
Right, that'll
pull it up, as well as our Facebook, which is Farmington Public Library, or if you do the hashtag Read Farmington, it'll pull it up that way. We're trying to do as many things as we can with our community, so we've also added some Zoom meetings that you can attend with us with different things coming up. All of those we have links through our webpage, which is infoway.org, or our Facebook, or even our YouTube channel. So you can subscribe and follow all of that to try to get notifications.
There you go. And I'll just say once that you should double check that it's the Farmington, New Mexico Library on YouTube or Facebook, or you could be having all kinds of other programs from Connecticut or Michigan or who knows where.
We really stress the New Mexico, but we will never tell anyone not to watch our story times.
Of course not.
We have.
You could be out of state and still watch.
Yes, you
can. Story time, right?
You can be out of state, and actually this summer we had several out of state people register for the summer reading program because of the Farmington Library issue, because there's a Farmington, Connecticut, like you said.
Yes.
Farmington, New Mexico, and sometimes right now we're winning the Google search.
We are.
We are winning the Google search.
That's
so
true.
When you put in Farmington Library, it's our library that's winning right now.
There you go. Well, I think we are the biggest Farmington.
I believe
of all of
we
the Farmingtons that there are. So, and I think I heard that we're the only Farmington with a college.
Are we?
So there's
no,
that.
I've not got that far into them.
Oh, it's a big conversation up here. So there you go. Anyway, let's get back to what you're doing this month, because you've got some really cool things happening, including your trivia, which we used to do in person, but again, now we can do it because of Zoom, and you can still win prizes at the trivia nights, right?
Yes, trivia nights. The next one coming up is October 12th. I think,
14th. That's
October 14th, and it's celebrities, so that should be a pretty good one. We've had some great ones. Now, these are held Wednesdays, 6 on Zoom. So you log into Facebook, go straight to the Farmington Public Library page, and our post for the trivia will be right there. Click on the link and you're entered into the Zoom, and you can name your name and you'll get questions, and we keep track because prizes are awarded,
right?
So that everybody has a chance to win. They can be team, or you can do it individual. If you want to battle your sister, just make her go to a different room, or battle your mother. There are several family battles that happen within trivia.
Okay, nice.
There's some friendly things. But
now, I'm seeing pictures on the screen of, like, you know, these celebrities like Justin Bieber and Oprah. And so are there going to be questions about these folks, or we don't know?
We don't know.
Okay.
There are several rounds. There's always at least 4 rounds and a tiebreaker round.
Okay.
So they have a tendency to run between 5 to 7 questions for each round. We could try to theme the round, so maybe your celebrity could be TV celebrities for one round and movie celebrities for another, or maybe talk show celebrities. So we'll run through. We try to toss in some different things, some easy, some hard, so everybody gets a point.
Okay. Good to know.
Yes.
Okay. But that's coming up.
That's
October
coming up.
14th.
October 14th.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Facebook, so. Zoom.
There you go. So you kind of go to Facebook and get the link to Zoom, and then you connect by Zoom.
Yes.
That's how you take part.
And Zoom works on your phone, so even if you have to connect that way, it is acceptable.
You can do it, no matter
you
what.
You can do it.
Doesn't matter. Good. All right, that's coming up. And then you've also got some craft things happening too, right? And
that yes.
would be the other weeks.
They happen on opposite weeks of trivia weeks. So we put up a craft on Tuesday. Now, of course, every week we have a craft that follows story time. So the kids' crafts are Tuesdays at 10, and they follow and go along with the theme of the story time.
Right.
But for the young adult and adult crafts, they happen opposite weeks of trivia, and they're starter kits on a lot of different things. So this week we had a beginner's kit for cross stitch.
Oh, okay.
And that went out Tuesday.
And so the idea here is that you actually have little bags, or maybe not so little, bags of craft materials, right, of everything folks would need to do this at home, and they can come pick them up safely at the library and then take them home.
Correct. And then we have a video there where we get you started. We'll suggest maybe one of our databases. We have a database that we have obtained through Joann's Fabrics. It's called Craft Bug. And you can get that, and it will give you a few more in-depth videos to do the crafts with. So although this was cross-stitch, there's a ton of cross-stitch videos online that you can watch, or you can do our database and watch the cross-stitch videos there.
And that would be Creative Bug.
That's
what we're seeing on the poster right now, right?
Yes.
Of what you offer. Part of your, if you have a library card and PIN, you can access these databases at the infoway.org website.
Correct.
See, I've been paying attention.
You have been paying attention.
You have been coming in so often, and everybody from the library.
But have you come to get a bag and use it?
Not for cross stitch.
There's one for embroidery coming up.
Okay. Keep trying, but that's okay.
Let's see.
I'll save it for somebody else. Save my bag for somebody else, but thank you.
Really? You don't want to learn how to embroidery?
No. Quite frankly, I don't. But it's beautiful. I know. It's really beautiful, the work that I see, so I think somebody else will enjoy it much more than I will.
There are different ones coming up.
Now, if you have a bag of Legos, sign me up.
You know, we haven't tried that,
okay.
But there is a collage one coming up. That's just... A little bit of glue on a canvas board and a magazine.
Maybe.
Okay. Am I getting closer?
Don't lose my number. Okay. There you go. So this is happening on off weeks of trivia.
Correct. So if there's a trivia 1 week and the trivia happens on Wednesday,
right.
Then the following Tuesday, there'll be a craft bag available at the reference desk for you to pick up.
Okay.
And it goes towards young adult and adult. We don't mind. We do... Put a note on there that some of them may have needles, or you may need to have some supervision if you're a little younger when using it, but we don't mind. Stop and get it for some of your tween or teen children. That's fine, too.
And to find out what's in the bag, so you know if it's cross-stitch or embroidery or Legos, you can check Facebook.
You can, yes, because we post the video and you'll know before the library even opens whether you want to stop by and grab one.
There you go. Okay. So. See, perfect. So then the next week there's going to be trivia then.
Yes,
the following week after that. Because it won't be a craft week, right? That'll be the 28th.
That's right. And the 28th is spooky trivia.
Oh, because there's...
It'll be Halloween.
There's a Halloween holiday coming up. Sure,
that's
of course.
Right.
Okay. So that will be, who knows, runs the gamut, I suppose.
It is going to run the gamut of movies, myths, jack-o'-lanterns, what they are. You never know.
No, right. Okay.
It's such a wide, wide subject.
Very true. And so, again, same rules apply, right? You can go on Facebook and get the Zoom link.
Correct.
And then join at 6 o'clock on the 28th.
Yes.
And...
log
test
in
your
and
spooky trivia skills.
Answer every question. Judges' answers are final, though. So
right, their
there's no arguing with them. And prizes will be held at the reference desk if you win.
Okay. Because, again, you guys keep track. You keep score.
We keep score.
And so folks that do well, teams that do well, are notified that they may have a prize to pick up.
That's right.
Okay.
So we have different things ready for them.
Excellent. Very good. And so, and then the next week will be another craft?
Another craft that week. And then in the beginning of November, we have a different type of program. We know that there are some book groups out there that are maybe missing getting together. So we're trying some online book groups.
Okay.
So, and those happen, it's the first Thursday of every month.
All right. So this next month.
It's going to be a romance one.
November 5th.
Now, the point of these book groups is not that everybody reads the same
book.
Okay. We're reading kind of a same genre. So we want you to find a romance. And I believe for November, we decided that the romance should be maybe a paranormal romance since it's right after Halloween.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you need to read something with vampires.
A little sparkly vampire thing
happening
there. Who knows?
You know,
okay.
And you could do werewolves if not. Who knows?
Right. There's no shortage.
There is no shortage
of books.
Paranormal
of that genre.
Romance is out there, and it's strong.
But I suppose if somebody didn't have any paranormal romance books just lying around, they could come to the Farmington Public Library, where you probably have a whole display.
We do have a display ready for you to choose whether you want a vampire, a werewolf, an alien, whatever you would like to read. We're showing you what you can read, and then meet through the Facebook Zoom and log in and discuss what you think about the genre of paranormal romance.
Okay. And this is your chance to, I guess, really promote your book if you have a favorite one, or hear about someone else's favorite book and why they're so passionate about it.
Or maybe you just want to gripe about it and say it's not right because vampires shouldn't sparkle.
Well, there's that. True. Who knows? But you have that option.
You have the option. Okay. And book groups should be all about discussion, so it doesn't matter if you like the book, you hated the book. Come and discuss it. Maybe it helps someone else decide what they want to read or what they can read or what they don't want to read.
Right. Very good. There you are. Mark your calendars, Thursday, November 5th, 6 o'clock on Zoom. You can get the link through Facebook, of course. And, of course, you can also check the calendar at infoway.org for all these things we're talking about.
Correct. Everything on the calendar is the one stop where you can see everything and see anything that you need for that month. So even though we're halfway through the month almost now, the calendar still will show you everything that's coming up. And you can also jump to November in case you're not sure if you'll be in town. Maybe you want to see the future dates. That's the calendar is the best place to see those.
There you go. Okay. The other one I want to ask you about is about pets, which I think that I can get involved with because I have pets.
And because your pet needs help.
No, not yet. He's doing good.
I've seen the videos on Facebook.
Oh, dear. Okay. Anyways. Holiday Pet Health on November 10th, right?
Yes.
My pets are pretty healthy, but they're a little crazy sometimes, so I do admit to that.
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Most of the time.
It's so cute that you're a nice pet dad.
Always. Anyways, so this is all about another Zoom event.
another Zoom event, and it's with Dr. Carlo, and he's going to make sure that you feel comfortable with your pet during the holidays. We bring a lot of different things into our houses during the holidays. Trees.
Yeah.
Right. Ornaments.
Yeah. Plants, flowers sometimes. I know poinsettias are not ideal.
No, they
pets.
Are not.
I know that.
Yeah. We bring in different types of foods, spices, right. things like that. And we're just going to go through some things that will help you make sure your pet maybe doesn't have an anxiety-filled holiday.
Nice. Very good. So that's going to be again 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
On the 10th, on a Tuesday.
10th. You can grab the link from either Facebook Zoom or the calendar on infoway.org. Grab the link for the Zoom and log in and listen and discuss with the vet.
Great. And so, and there will be an opportunity to maybe ask a question to the veterinarian?
Yes.
Okay. Which is helpful.
That is always helpful.
So that's great. Very good. And I don't, has he done things, Dr. Carlo, done things with the library before? Is this his first
this
time?
This is his first time. Okay. One of our librarians does work with him years ago as a vet assistant. And so they have a continual relationship, and he offered to do this for the library.
Very nice. That's awesome. Well, it's so. Another event that's coming up, everybody. So as we kind of review what's coming, we want to remind folks about these other events that are happening. Of course, all the details are on the website, infoway.org. But we have this event in November on the 10th, the virtual book club for romance readers, the paranormal romance, Thursday, November 5th at 6 p.m. Trivia, of course, spooky trivia, Wednesday, October 28th. At 6 p.m., again via Zoom. Then you've got the craft events on the off trivia weeks.
Correct.
So that will be in the week between. And then all those are on Tuesdays.
Yes, Tuesdays. Mentioned.
And so we can drop by and pick up those crafts anytime the library is open on Tuesday.
Anytime the library is open on Tuesday, and it's while supplies last, though.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
Gotcha. Good to know. And then Wednesday, October 14th is the celebrity trivia.
Yes, so that's next.
Okay, that's what's coming up next week, everybody.
Yes, and I don't know if there's a Scott Micklin question in there, but he could be.
Well, no. Why would you do that?
I like antagonizing you.
Okay.
You're our local celebrity.
If you say so.
I do.
All right.
And I'm the librarian, so.
You would know. I'll go with that.
I have
but
a shirt.
Thank you. I'm honored. If I have a question in there, I'll be very honored. So there's that. So very good. Well, thanks, Betty, for coming in to talk about all the things that are coming up at the library. It's cool that we can still connect, even if we're not able to connect in person.
Yes. I miss doing things with KSG at the library. Like we're missing our fry bread.
I know.
Oh. I'm sorry.
2020 just needs to go away.
I agree.
But we're looking forward to when we can get that back together for all the fun events at the library, from the concerts to the other gatherings, storytelling, all the fry bread especially.
Yes.
But I've already gained a few pounds, so it's probably okay that I'm skipping fry bread this year. But we're good. But thank you very much. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
You bet. Betty Decker, my guest from the Farmington Public Library. More information, of course, always at infoway.org. And back with more in just a moment, everybody. This is KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.